So some folks consider sex the end point of a courtship game, but in a country where there are so many different rules about how to live, love, and court, how should a lady comport herself? Well, you could go to charm school. It's a term that calls up quaint parlors with women in gloves, but it's also a new VH1 reality show featuring the girls from the network's Flavor of Love. For those of you who didn't watch Flavor of Love, it featured 20 single girls in very short skirts vying for the attention of eligible bachelors and the 80s rapper Flavor Flav of Public Enemy. The girls who didn't quite make it earned a reputation for being, well, rough and salty and raw. In this new show, comedian Monique takes 13 of the former Flavor of Love girls and tries to turn them into polished women. The winner gets $50,000 and the title Charm School Queen. In the next episode, the girls compete in an apprentice-like contest to sell a perfume at an open-air market in Hollywood.
All right, ladies, I can see you have come to do business. Here we are on Hollywood and Highland, one of the biggest tourist areas in L.A. You couldn't ask for a better shot. Here's the final reminders. The winning team will be saved from expulsion tonight.
All right, that was Mickey Taylor, the Dean of Students. Off screen, she's the cover editor and beauty director for Essence Magazine, and she's also the author of Self-Seduction, Your Ultimate Path to Inner and Outer Beauty. Mickey joins us now from NPR's New York City studios. How you doing?
Hi there, Farai.
It's great to talk to you. So you are one of those people who I think, and this is just me, being someone who doesn't know how to put on eyeshadow, you just must roll out of bed completely done. You, every time I see you, you look beautiful and refreshed and refreshing. So you're a great person to teach this class of women, but this has got to be a hard sell.
Well, thank you so much, Ramai. Actually, it has been a very enjoyable work. I have to tell you, I'm delighted to have joined Monique to do this very critical work for these 13 young women.
Yes, but talk to me about the glistening, because, you know, it's like that whole thing. It's like women sweat, ladies, what is it? Women sweat,
ladies perspire.
Ladies perspire, and who glistens? Somebody glistens. It's like you've got to be just sweating, to be real, about these women and what they do. I mean, they're not exactly charm school material.
No, they're not, and yet they are. They are perfect charm school candidates, if you will. And, you know, I have to laugh. I heard you know, the comment about, you know, the white glove ladies in charm school. And I am a product of charm school. And, you know, in this country for many years, our, you know, the generations before us, that was part of our finishing, that we went to charm school to get everything we needed to step forward in life and be empowered. And so that is exactly what we are trying to do with these women in charm school on the show. And it's not unrealistic. The fact that they are somewhat raw, as you say, and rough around the edges, if you will, makes them perfect candidates. To me, I see them like fertile soil that just needs planting.
Let me break it down like this. You've got, I mean, the Flavor of Love phenomenon has spun off these different shows. You had Flavor of Love and then I Love New York, and now you've got your show that you're working on about charm school. But what is it, do you believe, and this is a much bigger question, do you believe that women need charm, a certain feminine charm and a certain type of aspect in order to succeed? Or can women just be like men and judged on the ways that men are judged, whether it's athleticism or brains or other functions?
No, for I don't. I believe that our Creator, you know, created us man and woman for a reason. And I do think that charm school is essential. I do think that, and I don't tend to think of it as charm, maybe in the old world sense of the word. I tend to think of it as empowered and informed. And so the lessons that the women are getting on the show Charm School, those are real life lessons. They are reality checked. And so whether you're coming to do business, whether you're sitting down at the table and you don't know what fork to pick up, you don't know how to conversate with the person on the left or the right of you, you don't know how to, you're not media savvy, you don't understand how to excel in relationships and not be played. I mean, your etiquette, your self-confidence, composure, grace, all of these are tools. They're necessary. And so, yes, I do think it's essential, in a word.
Why is that not dissembling? Why is that not lying to learn a certain set of manners that you may not internalize on a spiritual level?
Well, I am still of the generation that thinks that it's important how you carry yourself, how you conduct yourself, what's true of you. And I know that, you know, a lot of this has relaxed. You know, I think the whole casualization of America with dress down Fridays and so forth is very relaxed. I think that, you know, even the fact that young children under age 12, if you will, call adults by their first name. I think, you know, all of that, you know, has a lot to do with this. But in my mind, in Monique's mind, and in the minds of many, we are too relaxed. And so there is a certain behavior, a certain decorum that's important. Yeah, I'm not ready to toss that out.
You know, I do think that the whole question of, you know, why reality TV has become so prominent also relates to what you are specifically doing with Charm School. We are looking for cues and clues about how to live from people who we may never have met. Does that strike you as a big responsibility that you're excited to embrace, or does that strike you as troubling?
I'm playing both sides of the coin. On one hand, it excites me as something, you know, I'm very excited about. It's positive. Yeah, here's the example to put it out there, and here's how it should be. On the other hand, there is that concern that we're looking for clues in maybe not the best places, because everything that's presented to us on reality TV, that there aren't takeaways, I want to say, positive takeaways.
One last question. We only have a minute left. I hate wearing makeup. I'm 37 years old. Should I wear makeup, and how much?
Well, I think you really want to embrace, you know, you want to embrace yourself. You know, there's a chapter in my book, Self-Seduction, that says make up with yourself. So what you making up with yourself, it doesn't necessarily mean foundation, eyeshadow, and mascara and what have you, but maybe it means great skincare. Maybe it means well-groomed brows. You know, maybe it means protecting that radiance from 37 into your older years. Because that's about you, intending what's important about you and to you and for you. So it doesn't necessarily, it's not the same for everyone.
Well, that is great advice. Mickey Taylor, Charm School's Dean of Students, and she's also the cover editor, beauty director of Essence Magazine, and author of Self-Seduction, Your Ultimate Path to Inner and Outer Beauty. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.